This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, Fitch, the credit ratings agency, is warning that this nation's AAA credit rating may take a hit because of the debt limit crisis. It's put the U.S. on what it calls a ratings watch negative. It blames the political squabbling over lifting the debt ceiling. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicked off his presidential campaign last night in a Twitter announcement that didn't go exactly as planned. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis launched his campaign in a special Twitter Spaces feed, criticizing President Biden.
He lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
But there were technical problems that led to starts and stops, audio glitches. Donald Trump tweeted, "The DeSantis Twitter launch is a disaster." But still, DeSantis says they raised $1 million in the first hour after the announcement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden is among those mourning the death of Tina Turner, the queen of rock and roll. She was 83.
In a written statement, President Biden called Turner a once-in-a-generation talent. Former President Obama writes, "Turner's a star whose light will never fade." Hours earlier, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre appeared momentarily stunned when a reporter told her of Turner's death.
I was a huge fan of Tina Turner.
Calling it incredibly sad news.
And it is a massive loss to the communities that loved her.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Are you traveling for the holiday? The AAA predicts that 37 million Americans will drive at least 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. 10 million travelers expected at the airports. This is AP News. Now to Russia, Ukraine, and company business.
Global companies are finding it's not so simple to leave Russia. Others are quietly staying put. More than a year after many companies left Russia in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, something became clear. Leaving Russia was not as simple as it might have seemed. Increasingly, Russia has put hurdles in the way of companies that want out, requiring approval by a government commission and imposing painful discounts and taxes on prices. Feeling the push and pull between Western sanctions and outraged public opinion on one side, and Russia's efforts to discourage and penalize departures on the other, some companies are staying put. Meanwhile, Russian consumers are not feeling a big difference, as many companies that have left are taken over by Russian owners, providing almost identical products. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.